This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, 1 week, and we're going to be into the new year, 2019. Hard to believe. You making those resolutions? Got any ideas about what you want to see from your government? What do you want to see happen in the world of business? How about entertainment? So there's a lot of directions we could go with this, and we're going to do that coming up on our next show. I can tell you I have a very long wish list for this country and for all of you coming up next time around. Hey, it's Kate Delaney here on my show America Tonight, and what a 10 years it's been, and thank you to everybody who sent me congratulatory emails, etc. I truly do appreciate it. A lot of exciting things in store for us coming up as we swing into yet another year. And swinging into another year, I wonder how the markets are going to be. The Dow surged about 1,000 points, biggest point gain in history. So all the lead stock indexes saw increases of 5% or higher on Wednesday, the day after Christmas. This is after waves of selling that had raised fears about our economy and what was going to happen. Woohoo! Party time is here. And it just took a couple of days. Not so good on the government shutdown. 6 days into this, it is starting to sink in, and a lot of federal workers are panicking because they're worried about what's going to happen to their paychecks and furloughs and all that, and when do they catch up, and it depends on the department they're in, etc. About 25% of the federal government shut down because of a standoff in the Potomac, and that would be with the White House and Congress. 800,000 federal workers are affected by this. So employees classified as what they call essential, airport security, military, emergency service jobs, they work. About 350,000 federal employees are on furlough at home without pay, though. And this is where the worry begins. The single parents, the people who desperately are stretching a paycheck and they're not having the money come in. There aren't going to be any votes on Thursday, so the partial shutdown lasts until at least Friday. National parks across the country closed. So if that was part of your Christmas vacay, it didn't happen. The Internal Revenue Service closed the taxpayer assistance lines and other operations that they do. When people had questions, they're down. Also, the court system is affected in some cases, depending on where. You know, the Justice Department asked a federal judge to temporarily pause certain cases until the government provides funding for the department. So they got to look at the cases. So that means a backup in the courts. And that's the reality that some are facing. The president was in Iraq visiting the troops with the first lady for a surprise visit. He told reporters there was going to be a wall, and that was it, that we were going to have a wall. How long will the shutdown be? The president responded, whatever it takes. We need a wall. We need safety for our country. Even from this standpoint, we have terrorists coming through the southern border. A spokesperson for House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said likely they will put a bill out that funds the government without money for Trump's wall on the floor January 3rd. That's the first day of the new session of Congress. Do the math. That's when the Democrats take control of the House. So they have supported an additional $1.3 billion in border security funding. At one point, they had agreed to $1.6 billion, but they said, screw that, and they dumped it to $1.3 billion. So get that? Hey, it's like negotiating, right? Like in this gig economy. Well, you can hire me to speak, or you can hire me to do this job, or you can hire me to do that job for this amount of money, and if you don't, I'm not, that's it. And now, boom, they dumped out some of that money. So congressional Dems are insisting the president's going to get nothing near the $5 billion he's demanding for the wall. That's not going to happen. So there's all kinds of threats. There's threats over defunding. You know, if you remember this, during the Obama administration, Republicans in Congress threatened to shut down the government over defunding Planned Parenthood and saying no to the Affordable Care Act, basically undermining whatever different pieces of it they wanted, the Democrats wanted to put in. So we've completely been down this road before. This is nothing new, playing around with the government shutdown and the threat of that and what that means. The market slid up, like I said, but the federal workers, some of them are reporting for work not knowing if they're going to get paid. That's not right. Nobody should work and not get paid. Nobody should work and not get paid. That's not right. And that's the threat that some are facing. And for that, I am sorry. They don't deserve that. They don't deserve to be jammed up in the middle of this. Give me the $5 billion, or don't give me the money, or the arguments with the Democrats. And this is politics. This is what happens, whether a band plays in the middle of it or not. This is what you get. Boom, period. End of story. And we've seen this. So this is a big, big problem. Of course, it's a big problem. There's another problem that happened. The president, like I said, was visiting U.S. troops in Iraq, and it's supposed to be, you know, secret. So what happens? The social media explodes because some yahoos in England think they've seen the plane. I've seen the plane. It is the president's plane, and here's where it is. So good luck with that. Do we need that posting of the plane? Do we need the exact coordinates of where the plane is to tell people? But, yeah, that's what happens. And it is, I hate to say this, as somebody who knows that you can do this pretty easily because of the various apps and things that you have to track flights, you can kind of figure it out. And that's what happened, I guess. And so that was pumped out there. Then there was another snafu, because it's against government regulations when you're in the military to have hats that are promoting a political party and Make America Great Again. There were lots of soldiers that wanted the president to sign their hats, and they had little emblems on them that said Trump 2020. Whoops. Somebody should have told them. How are they going to know that? Are we reading? That's like, do you read every clause? Here is the rule book. Do not break the rules. Yes, you know certain things, but nobody's thinking about that. Somebody in charge needed to let them know. They did. They needed to let them know. How are you going to know? So there may be a few little kind of tap on the fingers, if you will. You can't do that. No. No. The nuns used to call that in Catholic school. They'd wrap you with a ruler. So somebody's gonna pay, I think, for that mistake. It's crazy, isn't it? Right. All right. Some other big points of what's happening across the country, or more than points, but what you care about. Let's put it that way. Ho, ho, ho. So 'tis the season to go and buy Christmas decorations after the fact, because you can get them for 75% off. I wonder how many people do that. I was thinking that today. Somebody sent me some kind of a link to, I think it was Lowe's, that had 75% off Christmas decorations. And I thought, boy, I'm sure they're, first of all, number one, picked over. And second of all, am I that organized that I'm going to neatly pack them up, walk up the ladder, and put them into the attic and remember exactly where they were? I have a feeling that's just not going to happen. Good luck to the rest of you, though, because it is a good way to stock up for next year. All right. Speaking of stocking up, low gas prices. Woo, I'm going to tell you what I paid next. Hang with us. We can count. Coming up.
In the trees, hiding behind you on my hands and knees, sizing your body up down to the elves.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
If you've never heard Weekend Counts, here with me, Kate Delaney. It's about numbers, because I look everywhere and I see numbers like this number, 6. So why is 6 important? Well, 6 customers drew guns on men trying to steal tools. Yes, it's true. That's what the thieves were after, and they didn't get away with it. Steal the tools, pawn them for money. 2 men in their 20s. Showed up to the Coastal Farm and Ranch store in Marysville on a sleepy Saturday afternoon. They took 4 nail guns worth about $400, walked out of the store, got into Honda Civic. They didn't expect to be surrounded in moments by 6 customers with guns raised. One customer standing in front of the car yelled at the thieves, "Get out!" One of the suspects reportedly said, "He won't shoot, run him over." The driver pulled forward. That caused the guy to confront him to land on the hood. Another customer shot the tires out. Another one shot at the car one more time as it left the parking lot. As it was leaving, driving down the street, one of the men leaned out of the passenger window, held up what looked like a gun. The employee stopped chasing the men, went back to the store. So they did find the thief's car. The suspected thief's car, unoccupied about 3 blocks away, 2 flat tires, the tools inside, and they were apprehended shortly after. So how about that? Boy, that's one of the first times I've heard something like that. You think you're getting away with this? We got 6 guns on you, buddy, and we're just in here shopping. Wow. I just have to say, wow, wow, wow. Crazy. How about that? Crazy sad is this story. Hundreds of illegals were released in El Paso, according to something I read in the El Paso Times, and then I saw it on CBS, and then I called my friend, who's a Border Patrol agent in El Paso, and said, is this true? He said, Merry Christmas, Kate. How have you been? Yes, it is true. So 522 is the real number. They were released by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement at sites in El Paso and in Las Cruces. It's about 40 minutes away in New Mexico. So the total number of people released, 1,000 after 186 people released on Christmas Day, 400 released in the 2 days before Christmas. Another 500 could be released on Thursday. They're saying it's organized and orderly is what they're saying. And then there's just this influx of people. They're coming from immigration cells. So they're thirsty, hungry, all that kind of stuff, have not bathed, of course. And then what happens is, okay, where do we go from here? They're dropped off at, and I had this explained to me, and this is exactly what happens. They're dropped off at a downtown bus station. Then they get led by volunteers to some headquarters at Rock House Cafe and Gallery. And then, you know, they try to give them what they can. They make them something for breakfast. They get them something to wear. You know, this is kind of how this game goes. And sadly, there was another child who died while waiting for the whole processing thing, and that happened over the Christmas holidays too as well, 8 years old. So now there's this big push for, okay, we have to have more doctors. We got to figure this out. They're sick. People are coming in sick, and we can't have kids vomiting, dying. We're trying to save them at the last minute, and we can't do anything about it because there's not enough doctors. So that has to be solved. And Homeland Security knows it's a nightmare, but it's a nightmare that we have to deal with. And so in having to deal with it, it means, you know, you just gotta go. You gotta rally the troops. You gotta get there, and then you gotta make it happen. So that's what's starting to happen with Homeland Security. They're looking at it. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, is in and around those border areas, checking them out, because this, you can't have two kids die within a week's period who are under 10 years old and see the ghastly coverage of that and realize, what do you do when you don't have enough people to even process all the people that are coming in? Gas prices, what are you paying at the pump? I got to tell you. So just on Wednesday, I had like nothing in the tank. You know, it's like where you're playing chicken, because I play chicken just like the rest of you. Oh, let's see. I hear some knocking sounds. Can I get to the gas station in time? Because usually, of course, like everyone else, I'm rushing around. So on Christmas Eve, the national average was $2.32 a gallon. I got premium gasoline for $2.12. Wow. $2.12 in Charlotte, they say, for regular shoppers, last minute shopping, last couple of days, $2 a gallon. That's crazy, right? Crazy when you're hovering around there. I just always think in my head that I can remember when it hit almost four bucks. And it's, of course, in California, you've definitely seen $4. And that's when the panic sets in and people start to think, well, maybe I can carpool. Who carpools? It's a good thought, but how do you carpool in an era where nobody works regular hours? When you have, if you have kids, you have them in all different sorts of things, and you have to pick them up XYZ time. Yes, if somebody can pick kids up and drop them, and you'd switch days, you do that, of course. But the carpooling thing is a great idea, but doesn't it may work for couples, it may work for neighbors where you work and have the same exact schedule, but who has the same exact schedule anymore? You know, who has that? I don't know. Right? All right, this story blew me away. So I got to tell you this story. You think streaking was a thing that happened? When I was like a little kid, I remember people talking about streaking. And I really didn't get it because that was sort of before my era. It was right there on that cut line. And now there's this guy. His name is Mark Roberts. And he's a British guy. He's streaked. He has a record. He's streaked at 500 events around the world. He's only been arrested a handful of times and convicted of a crime at least three times. So he's 53. He's run naked at the Super Bowl, the Olympics, Wimbledon match, all kinds of places. I don't know. What is the thrill of that, though? Because it's shocking and you don't care. Is it, you know, it's just daringness, right? I'm just being daring, and so I'm going to do it, right? He said that, you know, he enjoys it. I enjoy streaking. He doesn't streak fully in the nude anymore, and he's going to retire from the stunts. His grand finale was going to be the World Cup in Russia, but he forgot to get a visa to enter the country. Oh, darn. So he's got to pick another event, and he's not saying what that's going to be. But I happened to read that story, and I thought, wow, claim to fame, 500 places where I've streaked. It just seems so strange to me. Definitely not something you would catch a lot of people feeling comfortable doing, period. I think it had its time. It's like the wave. You know, you go to a sporting event or you see it on TV and people, oh, there's the wave, there's the wave. They were doing that in the 80s. Federal debt up $1.37 trillion. Did you know that? Since last December. If you broke it down, that is $10,743 per household. Wow. That is such a big, chunky number, isn't it? But we have so many other things that we're working to reduce. It just seems like an impossible number. So that the reason I say that 10,000 number as was compared, it's Christmas to Christmas. The increase in debt equals $10,743.82 per household. That's what that amount equates to. And that's a pretty big amount. Wrap your head around $1.37 trillion. Go ahead, try it. It'll give you a migraine. I am positive of it. Positive of it. And then finally, let's end on this great note. A 12-year-old boy was found alive 40 minutes after being swept away and buried by an avalanche while skiing with his parents in the French Alps. And that's, the rescuers were excited about that. The family had just left a ski area in southeast France when he was caught by the massive snow. He didn't have a transmitting beacon that could alert the rescuers, but a sniffer dog was brought in, and they found him. They said it's a miracle because he didn't have that any kind of that detection device thing. And usually the chances within 15 minutes under the snow, that's it. He had only a broken leg, taken to the hospital. He's got a story for the rest of his life. I was just thinking, maybe he's going to be a motivational speaker and he can talk about that. All right, stay with us. A couple of great people I'm going to introduce you next in On America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We came to Al-Asad to share our eternal gratitude for everything you do.
Under the cover of darkness, President Trump made an unannounced visit to Iraq, landing in an airbase west of Baghdad to greet U.S. troops and thank them for their service. He spoke about his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, which was harshly criticized even by his fellow Republicans.
There will be a strong, deliberate, and orderly withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria. Very deliberate, very orderly, while maintaining the U.S. presence in Iraq to prevent an ISIS resurgence.
Defense Secretary James Mattis quit his job in part over the decision to pull U.S. troops from Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Joined by Christine Andrew, and one of the reasons why is because, listen, we all want the secret to how do we get well? What should we eat? What are we doing to ourselves? And she's written this fabulous book with a title that just jumps right at you. Food isn't what it used to be. No, it's not. And it's funny, I was thinking about having this conversation with Christine, and my own great-grandmothers lived to be 100. But guess what? They were really healthy. The soil was good. Mm-hmm. They were careful about what they ate. They weren't eating processed food, maybe some cookies sometimes. It wasn't like they didn't ever eat anything that was sort of junk food, but they didn't grow up with junk food. And I think that's a big thing. But she's the expert. She has the background in it. She's done this forever. It's been her life's goal. It's her life's goal, whether she knows it or not, I'm going to tell her, to educate people on what they do to be healthy and feel healthy. And it's so hard these days. So, Christine, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, for inviting me.
Let's talk about that title. That title is provocative. It is, I think, on point. And there's a reason for that. Food isn't what it used to be, right?
Yes. Well, that title, well, when you write a book, you don't think of the title first. You write the contents. And as you're researching and digging more information out about the food and health, it just jumped out at me that how food has changed over time, it is not what it used to be. And so I wanted to show people the how and the why it isn't what it used to be. And when people see the title of the book, almost everyone has the same reaction. Boy, isn't that the truth? And it is true. It isn't what it used to be. And so many, many people think if the food is out there, oh, then it must be okay to eat because it exists. But that's not true. And so this book reveals that not only the how it's changed, but why it has changed. And then the health consequences because of that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So how has it changed and what are the health consequences as a result?
Okay. So it has changed. So what you said, thousands of years ago, the food was pure, clean. It was whole. It was not packaged. It wasn't processed. You ate the whole fruit. You ate the vegetables. You ate the meat or the fish, whatever you caught or hunted. That's what you ate in the whole state of the food. Over time, actually, it's only been in the last 150 years, has the food changed. The first actually was in World War One, where they developed canned food. So canned food was created so that the soldiers wouldn't starve to death. It was not meant to have nutrition. It was just to keep them from starving to death, and it preserved the food for longer periods of time. That's when first processed food started. And then came the packaged foods in boxes and plastic bags. So food then became convenient. It was a matter of convenience. The breads that now, instead of the whole grain bread that took a long time to make, then along came Wonder Bread, and it was quick. And it fed the masses. And so that's when processed food started, and that's just one example. And then the sweeteners came along. You know, they didn't have teenage sugar 2,000 years ago. That's a recent invention. And so the sweeteners came, artificial sweeteners, to the margarines. So food started to change for convenience, and also, in my opinion, deception. And so the health consequences, look at the statistics. Yeah, in 1900, you know, the major diseases were maybe heart disease, pneumonia, you know, some of those viral and bacterial infections. But you look at what the major diseases are of today, the list is staggering. Staggering.
Boy.
There's like 400 pharmaceutical drugs created every year to justify the diseases.
Wow, that is so crazy. I want to tell everybody, and of course you know this business, like I said, you're a certified nutrition consultant, a functional healthcare practitioner. You've been doing this for a long time. You see clients on individual basis. You consult them on nutrition. And how hard is it to turn that ship around? Because you nailed the equation when you said it's about convenience, and we all I'll give you a quick example in my own life for people listening. I'm trying to really eat better, just like Christine is saying, just like reading her book, it will tell you this. But when I get desperate for time, I think, oh, I'll just go and I'll take the bun off the hamburger. But it never happens. So I just avoid fast food because it's so dangerous for me in a way. So what do you tell clients? What are you telling people to do that are listening to this? Because they're leaning in, and I hope you're listening, to how can they get healthier? What can they do with their food?
So first of all, go back to the basics. Back to the basics. So there's protein. Our bodies really only need carbs, protein, and fat. But when we hear carbs, we're not quite sure what that means. Carbs are produce, vegetables, and fruit. So anything that came from a plant is a carb. But what the society is now inundated with is the prevalence of the refined carbs, like from breads and cakes and pies and cookies and cereals. It's convenient and it's filling for the short term. So I tell them, let's get back to the basics. Your protein, your good fats, and your vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds. And so how do we plan this? I cook very simply, very simple, but it's nutrient dense. So when we look at the first thing people don't want to do is cutting out the convenient foods like cereals and breads. But you can fill up and be full on fat and protein and vegetables because it doesn't have a label. There's no calorie counting. There's no portion control when you're eating a whole food. You don't have to count how many calories is in an apple.
Apple
is going to fill you.
Yeah, I love that.
Calories when you're eating zucchini, you know, or any other vegetable. What the calories come from are like the salad dressings, the sauces, gravies. That's full of calories, sodium, rancid fats, and that's what's making us overweight and sick.
So here's a good question for people listening. The food doesn't have to taste bad, though, right? I mean, now there's so many ways. We're talking about whole foods. It doesn't mean, oh, no, Christine is telling me I can't eat anything good. I can't because you're just used to it. But if you sort of detox yourself or whatever word you want to use, that will create a whole different feeling, won't it?
It will because we're used to the sugar. That started when we were infants. If you're given formula, that had sugar in it. So we started out in life with the taste for sugar. And it just kept growing and growing to the point where as we're getting older and our health is declining, when we want to be healthy, but it's really hard to give up that sugar. But food, healthy food, tastes incredible. Especially when you add all those herbs, when you have organic food, non-GMO foods, and you add the herbs and the spices, real organic food tastes absolutely delicious. Mm. And you, and when you have plenty of fat, really good fat, you don't miss the sugar. You know, the sugar, the cookies once in a while, a treat, okay. Well, of course, it's all about moderation. But when you are saturated with the carbs, the protein and the fats, and carbs, I mean, vegetables and fruits, then, and the fats, your body doesn't crave sugar anymore. And the majority of my clients who have been through a program with me say that they've lost their cravings for sugar because their brain tells them they're satisfied. This is good enough for me.
I love that. And we want to remind everyone again, pick up this book. Food Isn't What It Used to Be. Christine Andrew, you can get it, Kindle, etc., Amazon.com. You've got to go to her website, individualwellness.net. We have like 30 seconds left. What do you hope people walk away with reading your book? What do you want them to feel?
To first consider the outcome of their food choices. Just because a food exists doesn't mean it is healthy for us. And to remember that the food that was created for us thousands of years ago and sustained people's health for thousands of years is still healthy for us today.
I love that. That's the perfect place to end this. Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You may may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
When you want to talk about research and pulling together lots of fascinating information, I got to tip my cap to Victor Love. Because what Victor Love has done is he's pulled together a book called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. And just think of trying to boil all that down. So, Victor, thanks so much for joining us on the show. You must be.
Yes, that's my pen name, Victor Love.
Yep, Victor Love. And your real name is, of course.
Is the pen name? My real name is Terrence Hill. Yes.
Terrence Hill. So we don't want to confuse people because if they listen to this interview, they'll look you up and they need to know it's Victor Love to find the book, of course, The End of
Yes.
Literary Work.
Yes.
Poetry.
Yes. Yes.
So tell me about where you just, how did you tackle a project like this? Where do you start?
Well, you know, I began in a hospital after I was pulled out of Vietnam. And I was sitting in the hospital, and the Navy corpsman said to me, Corporal Hill, you look like a worried man. And I was worried because it was dawning on me that war itself was wrong on this earth. And, you know, I proceeded with my life, and I wrote a film treatment, a novel in 1971 in Toledo, Spain, called War and After, and the original film treatment, The End of War, hoping, as Hemingway had hoped, with a farewell to arms, to influence man, to end war on earth. Then recently, 4 or 5 years ago, I was writing in Rome, Italy, And I saw Stephen Hawking, Professor Stephen Hawking, on television, and he said, we must end war. And that's when I got the title for this work and began pulling things into this work that might influence the reader to consider that life is far more valuable than war.
What do you think people would be surprised to learn about war that they don't know?
Well, I think that, you know, in the book, it says, my dear sir, you mean we have spent 6,000 years of human history for nothing, from something like that.
Boy, no kidding. And so for you, it's also such a personal journey. And by being in Vietnam, did that show you before you left and then actually serving what it was really like and the disconnect, I think, that a lot of...
What war was really like, and is not the romantic, you know, call in life that many of the late night movies used to portray it as. However great the ideals and the evil that was being defeated, that I contend that all of life on earth is innocent. Therefore, war cannot be a natural part of human nature.
Yeah, that's so brilliantly said. We're speaking to Terrence Hill, a.k.a. pen name Victor Love, so we don't confuse all you. I want to make sure you know where to get the book, The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. You can get it on Amazon, etc., so don't confuse that. And, Terrence, you know, you talked about being in Rome, Italy, and hearing what Hawking had to say, and that obviously had an impact on you. And you were educated, gosh, internationally at universities. You worked and lived in different countries, so you really have looked at this from different angles, right?
Yes, I have. You know, it's my history, my England. Now my history, my Italy. My history, my Spain. My history, my France. My history, my Canada. Of course, my history, my America. So I understand Western civilization, the beginnings of Western civilization in the Greek. The ancient Greek world and in Jerusalem and so forth, and in Rome, the Roman Empire, the beginning of us here, and how we thought about all these things. Homer, how did Homer present the reality of war? You know, how did Sophocles, the great playwright, talk about these things, you know? And we're getting to a point where I would hope that now this time we could start a conversation right across the world about ending war on earth. And I've written to the Russian foreign minister, I've written to the Chinese foreign minister, the American secretary of state, and the American ambassador to the United Nations about this, to start at least a conversation about this. And I was on Palm Springs television, interviewed on December 4th of last year, talking about this as well, the end of war, Victor Love work on Palm Springs television. And that it's time in civilization, after 6,000 years, that we start a conversation, as Professor Stephen Hawking of Cambridge said, to end war.
Boy, so well said. And specifically in the book, and as you go through, you know, different things that you wrote, the characters, that kind of thing, are they tied to real people? Is, when you mention people, are they people that you know or people you've observed?
No, they're not. I have a tremendous imagination. I make up stories and people and invent characters that are completely imaginary. Now, some of the passages, excerpts there, were taken from my novel, The Nobel Prize. Now, in the novel, The Nobel Prize, I tried to write a North American Dr. Zhivago novel and place it in North America, assume a post-1960s revolutionary Canada, create a Nobel Prize winning writer named Boris André, and who says, when I was gentle and kind and gave of myself to all, I was called a fool and ridiculed. Now that I have learned to carve out my own selfish world and learn to hate, you call me a great man. Passages like that.
Wow. So impactful, that's for sure. And we mentioned this right at the top, that you had your experience with Vietnam. We see what's happened in other wars after Vietnam and what's happened to many who have come back. Frankly, heart sick, the high suicide rate, et cetera. That has to,
I would think, Tarek, that has to hurt your heart to see that.
It does hurt my heart. It really hurts my heart. And, you know, we began going to meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous in California many years ago. Whenever we'd run into each other as Vietnam veterans, we'd say welcome home to each other because we weren't welcomed home. When I got back from Asia, from Vietnam and Japan, to San Francisco, they had a band playing and they served us steaks and everything there, the Marine Corps did. And, but nobody was welcoming us home particularly, you know. But then I went home after being in the Oakland Naval Hospital to where I grew up, which is in Regina, Saskatchewan in Canada. And for some reason or other, in anti-war Canada, I was viewed as a hero up there, you know. Mm-hmm. I was Canadian immigration welcomed me through Canadian immigration as a hero coming back to Canada from Vietnam. So I had a little different experience than the average American veteran who was only an American here in America where they were not welcomed home, you know.
Yeah. We are speaking with, I want to remind everyone again, Terrence Hill, and his pen name is Victor Love, so that's where you'll find his book, The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Tell me about the poetry part.
Well, you know, the poetry, we remember those who suffered. We remember those who stopped for a cold, a coffee. To remember those who stopped for a dream to go on with life, poetry like that. It's all in that gist of direction of life, and let's turn away from things like war, and let's see that the miracle of life we've been given on this earth, even if we don't believe in God. Richard Dawkins of Oxford, my life, you know, wrote, does not, is an atheist, but said, life on earth here, a creation is a great miracle, you know, to open ourselves up to this miracle of life we are living, and turn away from things like war.
Yeah, oh boy, absolutely. What do you hope people take away from your book?
Well, I hope people take away from the Kiet Marcel plays published in that book, an answer for the first time in human history of why we have lived, why we are living. And the third act of the play outs is published in that book to give us a satiric understanding of the tremendous uptight issue of our civilization in the Spanish Civil War, in the French Revolution, of church, of the church, of the Catholic Church, and particularly sex. This is a satire on the church and sex, to give us an insight into the things that deep inside of us that caused us in France to guillotine 6,000 nuns, that caused us in the Spanish Civil War to starve 22 oblate priests to death, you know, to bring into Western civilization this third act of my play Ouch, to give us an understanding of ourselves relative to these things that have caused war, that have caused revolutions, that have caused murder, and so on.
Yeah, I think that's a great place to end this. And Terrence Hill, good luck with the book. I want to remind everyone, I've said it a few times, Victor Love is where you'll find him. The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry, Amazon, etc. Go there and get a copy of the book. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.